Hello, my name is Peyton C. I'm a previous student at Cumberland Middle School. The book today I will be reviewing is Starters. This book was written by Lisa Price, and it is a dystopian fiction book. In the book Starters, there are many different problems with Callie's living conditions. First of all, there is no clean water, and the elders are trying to capture them. The elders are older people who were able to be vaccinated when the Spore Wars broke out. Callie is asked by a company who will pay children to let them rent their body to elders so they can be young again to donate her body. So she becomes a donor. Callie had donated her body to this company, and they had rented it to Helena. Helena is an old woman, an elder, who wants to kill the mayor in charge of everything. I think the worst part about the book Starters was when Blake wasn't really who Blake was. I can't really give away too much of this because it's a really big part of why I loved the book, but I feel like it's just something that I look back on and I hate how it ended, because Callie is in love with somebody and they are in love also. But one day Callie talks to them and they don't even know who she is. And the book goes way farther in depth with this, I feel. But it's just something that I feel is like the worst part, because when you look back on how the book was and what the biggest thing that shocked you and everything is, that's still one of the biggest ones I thought of. My favorite part of the book was when Callie falls in love with Blake. It is very sweet and very romantic how everything happens. It is a great time reading about how they go on their dates and how the picnic goes and how everything is just super sweet. But Callie hasn't been able to tell him that she is a donor, so things get dramatic very quickly. Once Callie has made enough money to be stable and buy her own home where the elders cannot hurt her, she and her brother move out into the mountains and she teaches him how to fish. But Callie also knows that she can't be there forever and be safe, because there's still people that knows where she is, like Blake, who's really not Blake the way he says he is. Callie and Blake go on several dates and adventures together until Helena dies inside of Callie's body, and Callie asks Blake to give her brother money to take it to where he's staying, which is not a very stable living condition, and he's too young to be a donor, so he can't make any money himself. Callie is mad at Blake for going ahead and doing that plan, and Callie breaks up with Blake. While at the club, Callie meets Blake. At first, Callie thought Blake was also a donor, but then Callie figured out that he was not perfect enough, I would say, to be a donor, because he has a scar on his cheek. And to be a donor, you have to be absolutely flawless. Callie makes friends with some other donors that are at the club one night when Helena's still in her body. But Helena and Callie are able to communicate. But it's still Callie in her own body, but also Helena. These friends that Callie makes that are also donors, they are people that you would not have expected to be on her side. And that's exactly what Callie thinks, and she questions their friendship. And she's scared to tell them anything because she's scared that the organization and the company that lets her donate her body is going to find out and not pay her.